I just like to say, Kevin, that being an inspector of different industries and businesses throughout the city, my group are exposed quite often to workplace air hazards, air quality in the different workplaces. And even in throughout our buildings throughout the city of Edmonton, our office buildings, our laboratories, our admin workplace buildings in different places, there are all kinds of air quality issues that affect us. The low levels of H2S, other toxins being released from perhaps insulation that's been sprayed into your building, carpets. These are issues that we should be a lot more aware of as workers, because they may not affect you today or next week or next month, but constant exposure year in and year out take a toll on your health in a number of different ways. Just one specific example, our metal plating industries that we deal with on a regular basis. And you go into some of these places, and workers have worked in these acid bath metal plating places for 20, 25 years. They aren't using respirators. They have very poor air exchange systems. And their employer is really just interested in the bottom line dollar at the end of the day. And even groups like Alberta Occupation Health and Safety, when we've called to complain about specific air qualities in buildings, have been told, really none of your business, don't worry about it. But I mean, I do worry about it. I work in there. I know the precautions to take, but a lot of other workers don't. And particularly in our workplaces, take a close look and be aware of some of the air. If you're tired, irritable at the end of the day, your eyes are dry and sore, you may have some air quality problems in your building. You know, please think about it.